Hello. I often get asked what I do to prepare for a talk or how do I land a talk. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what I do after a big talk, and I'm going to share the three main things.
You're listening to the Dynamic Women podcast. Each week, you'll be inspired by our global community of women. They'll share with you tools and stories to help you be dynamic in every area of life. Here's your host, award-winning coach, and the CEO and founder of Dynamic Women, Diane Ralston.
Hello, lovely Dynamic Women, and welcome to the Dynamic Women podcast. I'm Diane Ralston, your host, and I'm going to talk today about what I do after a big talk. And it's maybe not something that people talk much about. You know, we talk about leading up to a big talk, how to land a big talk, how to prepare a big talk, what to do from stage, what to do maybe to boomerang business back to you. And so today I want to cover these three main things that I do. And I'll let you know, I am in a different location, and that is because of factor number two that I do after a big talk. I'm going to share more about it, but I'll just let you know I'm recording this from Mexico. Okay, so first thing that I do is to celebrate. I celebrate that I did a big talk, or that I had an event, or I had a book launch, or whatever it may be. I celebrate that I've done it. How do I celebrate it? I'm going to give you three main things. So the first thing I do is I write down the things that I did well, or I do voice to text on my notes. What did I do well? What were my accomplishments? So did I engage with the audience? Did the client give me a really good testimonial? So I wrote down all the accomplishments that I had. And the reason why I want to do this is because we're so quick to maybe forget, or we're quick to point out all the things we did wrong. So that's the first thing. What did I do well? And I write down my accomplishments. The second thing is I share online. So I grab some pictures and I thank the client and I tag maybe some people who were part of it. And I just kind of say how the day went. So speaking about this online is super important. One of the things I just shared at the LEAP conference that was for the Vancouver Regional Construction Association and NCCW, Canadian Construction Workers, or women, construction women. I wanted to tag them. I wanted to share that I worked with them. And so then people know, oh, okay, she can speak for that industry. But one of the things I shared on stage was around the importance of accomplishments and then sharing our successes with others. Because a lot of times, you may have heard me say this before, it's a business insider study also in Lean In on leanin.org, but women and men view success differently. Men view success and their success based on their innate qualities and skills. And women say that they've had success because of hard work, luck, and help from others. Ooh, how are we ever going to move forward if we don't actually share our successes? And that's going to help us to elevate and be promoted and to be asked and called upon for, in my case, more speaking engagements. And maybe in your case, being a trainer or something else that is important to you in your life and moving your career forward. So share online is the second part of celebrating. And the third part of celebrating is capturing any positive feedback and images in a folder. So what I did right away was anyone who shared in their stories or put in their stories anything about me, then I made sure that I shared it back. And then I also put it in my highlights so that it would be there. But then what I did, because I was heading on vacation right away, was I asked my team, one of my team members, to go online and take screenshots of any positive feedback, any photos of me, and then share them, save them into a folder. So the folder is the date and the name of the talk so that I can go back to it and look at what's there. Also making sure we're commenting back on everyone that commented and everyone that posted about my talk, about me, about meeting me, about getting my books, whatever it may be. So that's the third piece around celebrating. Now, celebrating can also come into the second piece, which is recharging. And yeah, okay. So I'm just the way the vacation went, I'm in Nuevo Vallarta for a week with a friend. Super blessed to be able to be here. I finished the talk on Friday and I flew out on Saturday for a week. That's not normally how I celebrate after and recharge after every single talk, but definitely what I do as best I can is I book the day after the talk, nothing, absolutely nothing. And then I see that as my recharge day because I give a lot of energy to my talks on stage, after the event, talking with audience members after. I show up early to do a tech check. I've practiced all week, maybe even before, plus my regular work that I take care of. So I see it as a rest day. I relax, I sleep in, I hydrate, I eat really good foods. If I can, if I'm home, I book a massage or I book like some other type of restorative session with a practitioner. And I take care of me, right? Probably I'm doing some celebrating on that day as well. But recharging is so important. So I've given you a list of tons of different things. And even if you can just give yourself a few hours in the morning or have a slower start to your day, it's really, really helpful. And I get that you might have like 2-3 events in a row or talks in a row or projects in a row. Well, make sure that weekend that you book yourself off or in the evenings you book yourself off to have a break. And the third thing I do, so we've celebrated, we've recharged, and we review. So I don't know if I'll review this week, but I get the recording of my talk, whether it be actually the video recording, which is ideal, and I transcribe it and I review it. I review, what did I say? What did I did well? What did I learn from the whole experience? Not just my actual stage time, but what did I learn and what did I do well the weeks leading up to it, the morning of or the day of, tech check, then the stage, then after. And also when I was on stage, oftentimes I'll ad lib, I'll add something in that just kind of comes to me in the moment and I want to capture that. And so I might add in new jokes or new one-liners or a callback, which means referencing something I did before, or I'll have some audience engagement. And there are things that I will change. So that's another question, is what will I change? And so it's funny because I had a double applause at the end. Like there was an applause, like, woohoo, great job, but I hadn't finished. And so there was another few sentences and then there was another applause. And because at that point, this is now pushing me overtime, I kind of ran off the stage. And so just an example of something I would change, I'm going to change the closing to make sure it's like one powerful close with one powerful eruption of applause rather than two of them. And I'm going to stand on stage and I'm going to receive. And so those are small things that I might change. So I review the tape. And also when I say I transcribe it, the reason is I want to see certain things that are very important to the way I present. Now, the way I do a keynote is different to the way I do a speak and offer. However, I still want the audience to have benefits based on certain things that I say. If you're a client of mine, ask me what those things are. Those are covert ninja moves that I do from stage. And so if you want to know about those near my client, ask me about them. So I review the tape. I have the transcription. I see how I did with this talk. It was a new talk. It was customized to the audience. And so there was a lot of pieces that were customized. And so now what I'll do is I'll go back and I'll say, okay, what pieces are for that audience? And I have to change them for the new audience and what things can carry forward. And how can I tighten this up a little bit better? Do I want to say something? Did this piece not land? And so I'm also going to be listening to audience reaction on the video. And if I can, because we had multiple cameras, I'm going to be watching their faces to see their response to the different things. And if it landed as strongly as I wanted each piece to land, or which pieces landed stronger. And I'm going to pull from there and based on what I did. So there is quite a bit of analyzing that goes into it. And that's just so I can keep elevating my presentation and my keynote skills. So review the tape. What did I do well? What did I learn? And what will I change for next time? So those are basically the three phases I go through after I do a big talk, but it's the same thing I do after a big event. It's the same thing after a book launch. It's the same thing after I lead a program, do a training, like the list can go on. So make sure that after you complete something, You celebrate it, because when you celebrate, you're going to get some motivation from it. Make sure that you recharge so that you're not burnt out, so that you can keep going and doing well afterwards, because you probably gave a lot to it. We want to bump you back up again. And the last thing is review it. Focus on the good. Grab the learning from both the good and the things that you think you can do better, so that you don't wallow in the disappointments of it, that you really pinpoint the good stuff and make sure you carry all of that forward. I hope that you have had a recent opportunity to be able to now go and apply these three things. And if not, put a little note in your calendar for the day after this big event and write down the words celebrate, recharge, and review, and give yourself, you know, some time in your calendar. I always book myself off that no one is allowed to book me the day after a big event, a big party, whatever it may be. I hope this is helpful. Let me know in the notes, in the comments, what the best part was. Share this with a friend who you think, like, wow, yeah, my friend should do these things. This would be beneficial. I want to see if my friend has done these or these people in my network. Share with them. Make sure you hit subscribe. And I'd really love it if you would write a review. If you don't know how to do it, please reach out to my team, team@dianerolson.com. I know so many times leaving a review can be kind of strange and like you have to jump through a lot of hoops. So let us know and we'll help you out. Until next time, stay dynamic. Bye.
Thank you, Dynamic Women, for joining us today. Please hop on over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. Who do you know who needs to hear our message? We'd love it if you'd share our channel with your friends and family. If you're ready to be more dynamic, have more balance and more success, head over to www.dynamicwomenclub.com/free gift for your Key to Success book. Stay dynamic.